The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, welcome to the Passionate Radio Show. It helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Dr. Deb Lonser will be here again soon. I'm Joe Galewski. Welcome into the show. udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Here's Dr. Mike. I need a neti pot.
You do need a neti pot, Joe, but you may need something else. How long have you had this hoarseness?
About 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
And what, are you coughing up or spitting up, or do you have a runny nose or anything like that?
I feel like I could run a marathon.
So you feel very healthy other than this?
Just a congestion in my throat.
So you do feel congestion in your throat?
Like there's a ball of wax in there.
Ah, okay. Well, is it worse in the morning?
It's kind of consistent all day.
So you don't cough up junk or sneeze up junk right away in the morning?
Don't cough, don't sneeze, don't have a sore throat. I could run a marathon. Just a ball of wax in my throat. What is it?
Well, it could be a tonsil infection. It could be a viral or bacterial. It could be a viral, if you will, we call pharyngitis, which is the pharynx, which is the back part of your mouth. It is unusual to last 2.5 weeks this way. So we always think of sinus, which is what the neti pot helps with.
Yeah, but there's nothing in my nose, Mike. My nose is fine.
That you've got something coming from there. But I would say if it lasts 2 more weeks, we got to have you see a specialist.
Okay. Medication doesn't help viral infections, right?
Antibiotic medication doesn't. That's
doesn't.
Correct.
Yeah.
So in general, your symptoms, we've got a lot of medicines for symptoms, but that isn't what you want. You want to get rid of the sore throat or the ball in the back of your throat.
Yeah, well, there's no sore throat again. It's just like this thing in my throat that is wrapped around my vocal cords, so...
Well, you want to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah. That's my job.
Yeah. I got it.
I remember.
That's why we want to have someone look at it. If it lasts 4 weeks, you want to make sure there's not a polyp that doesn't need to be extracted.
Wow. Okay. I had this about 8 years ago, and I was off the air for three weeks.
I remember.
And it went away, so...
And didn't the afternoon guy came to the morning?
Yeah, the afternoon guy came to the morning, and all the listeners thought I either retired or I was fired. But all of a sudden, it just went away.
And you came back stronger than ever.
Yeah, and I that's the last time I missed work was 8 years ago. But this is, I don't get this all the time. This is
good. Well, I hope you don't.
Yeah. So maybe it's a norovirus.
No, well, the norovirus is a new strain that's come from Sydney, Australia here, and you would know it because you wouldn't be on the show very long because you'd need to do the show out of a bathroom.
Okay. That's not the end that's giving me a hard time.
Right. It's the other end that the norovirus affects. So the norovirus is what affects those people commonly on cruise ships, where everyone gets nausea and vomiting and stays in their place, and then they get a lot of diarrhea, et cetera, and cramping abdominal pain. It's apparently... So the keys are make sure you wash your fruit and vegetables very carefully. Make sure you wash your hands. If you're going out to eat, it's probably a good thing to make sure that no one in the doing the food preparation is leaving the food preparation to use the bathroom frequently. But in fact, it's mainly caught through food contact in eating in other places where someone gets it and it spreads. You remember, this one is not killed by alcohol. Those alcohol rubs don't work on it. So when you wash down the surfaces at your home and when you wash off fruit, you've got to do it with water, a lot of water, soap and water. And then, actually, it is for surfaces, you wash them down with dilute Clorox or bleach.
How do these things go away eventually, like the norovirus or flu, You know, how does the flu season end? How do these things stop?
Enough people, well, one, we don't understand fully, but they don't spread as well in warm weather. So it's colder weather that spreads it. Secondly, they survive better on in the air and on, if you will, surfaces when it's in that moderate cold area. Secondly, everyone gets it, so they get immune to it, so it goes away. You know, we've had it, or you've gotten immunized against it, and so there aren't enough people to spread it anymore.
By the way, do you know what the dew point has been around here? 3 degrees. That's pretty dry.
Yeah, that is pretty dry. So you've got a humidifier, right?
Yeah. But
the interesting thing is, you know, I was telling you that the flu was the highest it's ever been since the vaccine was developed. And we said that early in October, late in October, that it looked like it was going to be a very bad flu season. Well, now it has turned down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes it can come back. It is still at a higher level than it's ever been in any season since the virus, since the vaccine was developed, at a higher level than any other time other than this year, but it is turning down. And some of the states, North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, where it started, Alabama, look like they're recovering from it.
Yeah, I just read something now where out west, it seems to be subsiding out west.
Doesn't look so from the map. In other words, it looks like it is North Dakota and South Dakota. It got too cold there for the virus to exist and got too cold for people to come together. You know, they stop going to bars when it gets that cold. can't hold the car door.
Yeah.
And then North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, and Georgia look like they're recovering, maybe even West Virginia. So that means either so many people in those states were affected, or that it's spreading less.
Hey, our guest at 34 past the hour is going to tell us not to worry about anything, which goes counterintuitive to the guest we had 3 weeks ago that said there's a potential to worry about everything. So
well,
it's going
to
be interesting.
The potential to worry is there. What she's going to say is you do much better. This actually goes with a story that came out last week in the news that said was a very interesting one because it followed exactly what you'd expect. If you perceive your stress to be highest, you are affected by it most and you have most health problems from it. Believe it or not, when we ask a question, simple question, compared to others your age, is your health excellent, very good, good, poor, or bad? If you say poor or bad, you're 16 times more like 16 times, not a trivial number, more likely to die in the next year than those who rate it excellent or very good. Same thing with stress. If you say that your stress level is very high, it is, and it affects your disease. So this is, and it affects you by your getting disease. And so this author, who is Catherine Tristan, who lived through a lot of worry, found ways of managing that so that instead of just worrying, she did something about it, and by doing something about it, it doesn't affect you or your health any place near as much.
So 4 out of 10 people worry about something every day. Is that what she says, right?
That's right. Are you one of the four?
Yeah, probably. Are you?
No.
You don't worry?
No, I just go ahead and try and every time I see a problem, it really is in my mind an opportunity to influence people to get healthier or to do something differently so that we all can get healthier.
Well, you're too busy to worry, actually. You keep yourself busy, so you don't have time to worry. So
that's absolutely true.
So all right, we'll be back. Some of the top medical news stories of the week, and udocs@gmail.com is our email address. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom, and I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
I'm always on leisure time. I still love listening to the show even when we're not doing it. RadioMD.com. We're streaming to GabRadio.com. Our Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour, before the end of the hour. What are you working on, Dr. Mike, for the Real Age Tip of the Week?
I was going to pick one a little later, so I don't have it. I had two, and I didn't like them, so I'm going to two new ones.
All right.
So forgive me for not having it yet.
Just as long as we get it done, we'll get it done. Coming up in the show, fat shaming may curb obesity. That's an interesting way to
right,
fix
this
the
was,
problem.
This was a article in a medical journal, actually, by an ethicist who said, you know, the way we got rid of cigarettes and the cost of cigarettes on the system was, in fact, by shaming people and making it, if you will, socially undesirable to smoke. What he means by that is that one of the ways we helped isolate smokers was by saying how disgusting a habit this was. Not only was it bad for your habit, bad for your health, but it was bad for everyone around you. And that you really had to be, it became socially unacceptable to smoke in public. And he says, well, maybe we should do something like that for the health of obese people. That is, make it undesirable, to keep eating and to keep eating so much. So he has proposed that that would be ethical and may be desirable for American society. Now, it turns out, if you will, that a number of ethicists said, one, it won't work, and two, more importantly, it is a ethical issue, and we don't want to taint people just by their size.
Well, how would you do that? How would you fat shame somebody? Just start insulting them?
Well,
what does that mean?
Make it a publicly, in other words, you're fat, and that means that all the rest of us have to pay more for insurance, or that why you keep eating that when you're already fat and we don't need any more of that.
All right, so not insults. Don't throw insults at somebody, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Just make it, make obesity a undesirable, I guess you'd say, public health issue.
What do you think the chances are having obese people and people, for that matter, who smoke pay their own insurance?
Well, you know, what is going to happen, and this is going to be an amazing thing, on the government insurance exchanges, the only thing that can differentiate cost is whether you're a smoker or not. But on the private exchanges, you can do a number of things, including waist for height or obesity levels. When people see that it's $4,000 less if you're thin, there will be a tremendous incentive to get the lower rates of private insurance. So my guess is the government exchanges will be overloaded with people who are on the higher cost scale, and the private insurance exchanges will be lower cost, and will have people, will give incentives for people in the lowest cost groups, which are those who don't smoke, who have normal blood pressure, normal LDL cholesterol, normal fasting blood sugar, and a BMI under 30 or maybe under 29.
By the way, did you know the exchanges now, they don't call them that anymore? The administration is referring to them as marketplaces to make it more, I guess, sound appealing than, you know, the official exchanges. They're called marketplaces. They just changed that term the other day. I understand.
I think that's that makes it more clear what they are, because that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a. I would agree with that. How do I say that? I think that's a
change
very,
in terminology.
I think that's a very good thing.
Yeah, they just did that. This kind of ties in with what we just talked about on the medical stories of the week. Headline is putting a number on smoking's toll. How about that one?
Well, you know, we came out when we did the real age test saying smoking makes you, depending on your current age, 8 to 10 years older, and quitting smoking before age 35 gets you all 10 years back, but it takes about 5 years, quitting smoking between 35 and 45. This study found exactly what we found in real age, whatever it was, 13 years ago, or 14 years ago. That's what the data are. And it said, that's right, smoking a pack a day makes you the equivalent of 10 years older, which means you'll die earlier. Excuse me. But it isn't dying earlier that the real problem for society or for you. It's that you have 18 years of disability before you die, which puts a huge burden on society. In fact, smoking is the leading cause of Social Security disability payments now. Huge burden on society, a huge decrease in competitiveness of America. And for the smoker, it's a horrible way of dying. You know, people think of smoking, I'm going to smoke and I'm going to die suddenly. Uh-uh. The smoker has some of the most protracted, disgusting, from a standpoint of health standpoint, methods of dying. Not only do they get heart disease and bladder cancer and all those others, but they get the inability to breathe. It makes it very tough for them to breathe and get enough oxygen in when they get end-stage cardiac disease.
Have you seen some of those commercials? I've seen, or not commercials, I guess. They're public service announcements from these people who smoke. And have you seen those yet? They're pretty graphic. The one woman who was a knockout, you know, younger, before she smoked, I guess. You couldn't tell it was the same person. Just to put the wig on in the morning and put that thing in her throat and...
You know, Joe, I'm going to send you for posting on your website. We did a Oprah show. Dr. Oz was the actual guest. I was in the helped with some of the other things, but he actually did the display, and I'm going to give it to you because we
sure.
morphed this lady for what she would look like. She was, I think, 32 and mm-hmm. was a very attractive lady, and we morphed her to what she would look like at 60 if she quit smoking and what she would look like at 60 if she didn't quit. Feel free to put it on the...
Yeah.
Website. I'll also send it to our website for this show, which is at radiomd.com. And this is a great, if you will, episode to post. So you'll see the morphing, in fact.
I'm not a smoker, but after watching those things, if I smoked, I'd probably quit, although this may be not an unfair, it might be an unfair thing to say because I don't smoke, but I, people who smoke have a difficult time, you know, I mean, I guess it's easy for me to say that.
Well,
but.
In fact, the interesting thing I'm going to say, so Bridget is here with us today, but she's working on a project with us with Visible Productions, which did the morphing on that. We're going to morph not only smoking routinely and the individuals on smoking, but we're going to be morphing obesity and what happens inside you, as well as what happens if you get thinner and get healthier. So we'll actually use that technique to motivate people to in fact be able to see a goal for themselves and see if they can if they like that goal and can visualize how much better their insides as well as their outsides will be.
You thought about it. Do you think it's going to be a pretty effective way to get the message across and at least start, you know, get people thinking, right?
Well, you'll see the reaction of the person who did this on Oprah.
Oh, boy.
And her reaction is pretty good. You can put it up on your website. You should have it now in your email, and we'll send it to Radio. I've sent it to Radio MD. .com for them to put up on their website too, so you can see the morphing of this woman who just from smoking.
Guest time coming up next. You'll find out why you shouldn't worry about anything. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royce.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes, where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Catherine Tristan lived a life riddled with worry and anxiety, but she worked her way around it. Now she wants to help you get rid of that worry situation you may be involved in. Her book is called Why Worry? Stop Coping and Start Living, published by Atria Books. It's a division of Simon & Schuster. Hey, welcome to the show, Catherine. Is it a choice that we worry? And if that's the case, can we rework our noggins to stop doing it?
We actually can, and really the key to it is understanding when it's helping you and when it's harming you. And that's what I say is that worry is a choice. How we deal with worry is a choice. It may come up very quickly, but how we deal with it is strictly up to us. And it helps us if we use it in a good way.
Can you use worry to be a positive thing? Can it be a good thing every now and then?
Yes, it can, and that's kind of the myth, is that, you know, it's like, don't worry. Well, actually, we do need to worry. It helps you when you're, it helps you be prepared and stay ahead. Maybe you've got a test at school or a company presentation, but don't obsess over it. Helps you be proactive. Maybe you want to get in shape, get fit and trim, or get your finances in order. You're kind of worried about them. And even sometimes it helps you avoid danger. You're going down a street, you decide you feel funny about that, and you don't want to do it. And so then you go take a cab or a different way home. So in that way, worry can help you. But when you don't go out at night at all, then you've gone to the dark side of worry. So it can help us.
All right, here's Dr. Mike.
Now, you went through a worry episode and anxiety and chronic anxiety in your life. Tell us a little bit about that, because this is really your story of how you manage through it, isn't it?
I give it, actually, part of it's my story. I also have stories of others who've gone through challenges and then a lot of specific tools.
No, but I meant this really started. Your entry into the field started your own episodes and your own battles.
Absolutely, and it started really when I was in college and I was studying for chemistry finals, and you know, I was working my way through college and putting myself under a lot of stress, and I thought if I didn't pass this test, it would be the end of my life. And so I ended up feeling all of a sudden this intense fear, and my heart was beating, and I was short of breath, and I thought I might lose my mind. I didn't know what that was, but it was so upsetting. You know, later you find out that's an anxiety attack or a panic attack, but it left its imprint on me for years because I never wanted to have another one, and I would start avoiding things or any situation where I felt that it was going to potentially pop up and harm me. But the more I agreed with it, the more restricted my life became, and so that was the downside of it. It was that the more I agreed with it, the more other things there were to worry about, until I figured out that I was making a choice with this and I didn't have to agree with it. I could make other choices besides the ones that were holding me back.
And now, how did you teach yourself to make those choices, though? In other words, what did you do? What was the process?
And that's exactly what it was. You don't just have the thought and boom, you're done with this problem. It's a matter of focus and intention and working it through. And I actually talked about four things that helped me. And I call it changing from the inside out, or changing from your inner core. And I went through this progress, and I you know, the C was first learning that I was making choices here, that I didn't have to go to the negative side of all those thoughts that are coming to me like on a conveyor belt. I can pick and choose those. Then I could also choose which ones were harming me, perfectionism, blaming, anger. I could turn those around and look at my life differently. Those kind of skills helped me a lot. But then the one that really helped me the most was the R in core, C-O-R, and the R stands for risk, and that is learning to get out of my comfort zone little by little and to take that leap of faith to believe in myself again. And when you can get over it and risk, then you're on your way out. And also embracing things from a higher side, that's the E in core, from a spiritual side, from a higher perspective, all those things in that process, that's what really helped me, but it was definitely a process.
Now, one of the things that you said was to be willing to embrace risk. Yet a lot of people worry because they have taken risk. How do you balance those two?
Well, before you start taking the risks, is that you need to do essentially a mental retooling. And before you feel empowered enough that you can safely take a risk, you have to know that you are safe and sound in your own mind, that you can take care of yourself, that you have tools that you can use if you do start worrying too much or feel anxious. And then the taking risk a little at a time, I mean, I didn't get anywhere until I started going. I was afraid to leave the St. Louis area for many years until I started driving further and further, before I started driving over bridges again, and before I took a hold of listening to my thoughts but then disagreeing with them. That is what you need to do. And yes, we don't like to take risks, but it's really, unfortunately, for that frame of mind, it's very necessary.
Now, the other thing one would want to say is when I'm watching my children choose mates now, and how much of how much, you know, obviously if you meet people online or you go on one of the dating sites, how do you, and one of the interesting things is they are very interested, you watch them, and one of the things you talk about is love lessons from the heart, and the way your heart attracts a mate, finds success in business, and keeps you safe.
Right, and so the, you know, the part of me is that I needed really to get in touch with was my heart, which is the, you know, the seat of the soul, the representative of our, you know, that's our seat of our emotions. And so absolutely, you're seeing your kids do that. I have kids too that have gone through, you know, that, and you have to figure out as a parent how to deal with it and how to kind of step back and let them do their own thing. But unless you step into what I say, the first step is actually from the heart zone, because that is what you have to deal with more, is how do I feel? Can I handle my feelings? Can I handle the negative ones? Because those also can help us. And how do I, you know, deal with some of the ways that, practical ways of dealing with things like hurt and anger, that's important to know how to do. And I give lots of strategies of how to do that.
Bridget, did you have any questions? You've been intent on reading the book. I want to tell you not to look at it.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed the book, and I think that you have wonderful advice. I think that it's great that you aren't hesitant to share your own story, because I think that it's a problem that so many people struggle with. And you don't, a lot of, I mean, I personally did when I was probably, I just graduated from college last year, so when I was the senior in high school, and I had no idea that it was anxiety, and it took me a really long time myself to, and it was honestly like through starting to do yoga that I realized all of the things that I can control in my own thoughts. And it parallels a lot with a lot of the concepts that you talk about. And the thing that I loved the most was talking about your outlook makeovers and how you can just change the way that you look at things, and essentially that can change the actual thing that you're looking at.
Absolutely. And a lot of young people, you know, you aren't necessarily taught this in school. And so what you have evolved into has been very beneficial in figuring things like that out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I'm very thankful for yoga. And a lot of the one thing that you were talking about, too, with how you have so many things going on around you that make you so crazy. And then we so easily are vulnerable to that. And the one day that I was in yoga, we were in this really hard pose. And the instructor said, just because life gets crazy doesn't mean that you have to. And I think about that all the time, because at the time, my brain was like drifting with the difficult pose, and how much I was struggling with it. And she was so right that like just focusing on my breath and like those other important things can really help.
Well, we'll get back and maybe hear Catherine's response in a minute. She's the author of Why Worry? Stop Coping and Start Living. So stay with us, and more about how you can channel your worry in a more positive direction on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen. Stay with us. Thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slip. slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full-time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Yeah. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip in 5 minutes. If you worry, you are not alone. 4 out of 10 of us worry a lot every day. Catherine Tristan, her book is called Why Worry? Stop Coping and Start Living. And here's Dr. Mike again. Dr. Mike?
So, Joe, do you worry about getting your wife red roses delivered on Valentine's Day?
Here's my worry today.
How long have you been married, first of all?
40 years tomorrow.
40 years, wow. Ooh,
wow, happy anniversary.
So here's something to worry about. As of 2 o'clock this afternoon, I had nothing for her for a gift. Tell me that isn't something to worry about.
Now, did you get it? Did you go online and get one delivered?
You can't have something delivered online. I did get her something before we came on the air today. So you
solved your worry by taking action.
I thrive under pressure. That's pressure. So
okay, and I have her. I sign up for an online delivery service. and work that way because of my time. But I've done it every year for a number of years, and so they just remind me to send it.
That's I'm proactive. All set.
Yeah. But I'm all set.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble if she's listening to the show, right? But that is one of the ways of taking action, right? It is one of the solutions to worry, is to get around it by actually acting on the worry so it is taken care of.
Yeah, being proactive, those are the good side of worry. Where we go wrong is that we imagine the worst case scenario instead of the best. But 85% of what we worry about never happens. And even when it does happen, that's bad things happen. 80% of people felt they handled it better than they thought they would. So imagine the best case, not the worst, and do. Be proactive, make plans, get things done.
Yeah, see, I actually imagine that they'll get delivered on time and in the right condition. Someone has emailed us and they wanted to review your core, and I'll do it quickly, but you can do it in more. Core is choice, outlook, risk, and embracing your spirit intuitive side. So now you can do it in a better way than I just did it, Catherine.
No, well, that was good. You know, choice is so huge. Is do I agree with these worry thoughts? And it's better to mostly disagree. Outlook, how can I change my outlook, or am I willing to consider this from a different point of view? Change that outlook. Turn it around. Risk, am I willing to get out of my comfort zone to improve my situation? How can I take that leap of faith to believe in myself? And then, you know, embracing your spiritual side, look at things from a higher perspective. And lots of bad things happen, but lots of people bounce back from them as well.
I got an email just now from someone who had asked for advice from us in a prior week and said, my spirit has lifted enough that my wife has said we can have relations again. So, but it brings up the sense of she, I suppose, was protecting herself from feeling down because he was having a down spirit. How do you protect yourself if your significant other or your spouse or your closest friends are in a negative mood?
You know, you can buy into it. You know, there are things called mirror neurons, and so we mirror someone else's emotions. But sometimes what I do with a negative person is I almost just envision a block, an invisible shield between the two of us. And I don't try to solve their problems because maybe they just want to talk about it. Don't try to fix it. And then also, you know, just sometimes allow them to have a bad day and allow them to be by themselves. I don't think you have to necessarily buy into it.
And the book is Catherine Tristan's Why Worry, Tristan. Joe?
Okay, and the publisher, by the way, is Atria Books. It's a division of Simon & Schuster Productions. Time for Dr. Mike Roizen's Real Age Tip of the Week.
On You, the Owner's Manual. This is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And this one is why sitting too long can kill you. Yes, if you spend most of your time, say at the office all day, then lounging on the sofa all evening, can exercise make up for it? Not really, according to Australian research. A recent study found that more than 200,000 adults aged 45 and older for 3 years, and it followed them. Those who sat 11 or more hours per day, boy, I can't even imagine. I do have a treadmill desk, so I stand at my desk much of the day, and then I do walking meetings, but I can't even imagine people sitting for 11 hours or more per day. They're 40% more likely to die in that period, that three-year period, than those who sat fewer than 4 hours a day. It gets worse. Even if they exercised after 11 hours of sitting, they didn't ablate the risks. They were the same as if they had sat and not exercised. So the key is not sitting 11 hours a day. Now, what happens if you sit in front of your TV and work out on an exercise machine? That is, if you're sitting on a bike and put your bike in front of your TV, well, that doesn't count as sitting. That's actually physical activity. So you want to do physical activity at least 150 minutes per week, as recommended by a whole bunch of people. But it's 21 minutes per day, but that doesn't really make it. What you really want to do is get up and walk every hour or two and do some standing, do walking meetings. Stand up while you watch the TV or put an exercise bike, splurge. They don't cost that much, those Schwinn bikes. And you can put it in front of the TV. You can even buy two, one for you, one for your bride or spouse. As a Valentine's Day gift, and both of you sit in front of the TV on the bikes and exercise. We actually did that for a couple that was overweight on the Dr. Oz show, and one lost 50 pounds and one lost 80 pounds, because while you're using the Schwinn bike, which has arms and legs, it's very hard to eat at the same time. And that is the real age tip of the week. Don't sit too long.
How about poor truck drivers? Imagine those guys, you have to sit all those hours?
Oh, I think they've got there are some occupations you sit a lot, but what happens is when they go to a truck stop or when they get out, they should get out and exercise even when they go to the weigh-ins and then walk around. And then when they get to wherever they're going, don't sit. You know, walk around at the in their hotel room or wherever they get it. When they go home, get a treadmill in front of the TV, and that's how they should watch the TV if they want
to
watch
it. Yeah, and how do they eat when they go to the truck stop diners, right?
Standing up.
Standing up. A lot of gravy and gravy and french fries and everything.
But that's eating french fries. Tough to eat it standing up.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
Subway is much better.
Our number one is history. Hope you enjoyed it. Listen, if you miss any of the show, you can go to radiomd.com. And dial us up, all the interviews and top medical news stories of the week. Now, coming up in the second hour, it's Dr. Gary Ginsberg with What's Toxic and What's Not. Dr. Arthur Perry won't be joining us today, but still a lot of interesting information to talk about in Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for hour number two. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. And thank you for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.